The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to France and Auxerre for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest. I am Kieran Tuttiot, bringing your weekly Eurovision injection into your ear holes. Yugoslavia 1989, their Eurovision winner and Yugoslavia's only Eurovision winner, Riva with Rock Me. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Now, apologies for last week's 1 hour blurb of Eurovision music, but sadly, I lost my voice and I was fighting against the flu, I'm afraid. I had it incredibly bad. As you could probably tell, my voice isn't correctly, like, 100% yet, but I'm slowly getting there. So you get a nice husky, macho Kieran Tuttiot for you this week. Anyways, so yes, we're, myself and Rubber, on holidays at the moment, and we thought we'd bring you the pure Eurovision sound right here from Auxerre in France, and we're travelling around France We're going down to Switzerland and Italy later on in the week, so, or for a couple of weeks. So for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be here in France for the Eurovision Showcase. Indeed, so breaking the third wall. But listen, if you want to request or a dedication, guys, please do get in contact. We'd love to hear from you as well. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And alternatively, you can send us a Facebook message and like our fan page on Facebook, which is called the Eurovision Showcase, or the URL is facebook.com/ESC Showcase. It'd be great to hear from you. Right, the next song we're going to hear is another English version of a Eurovision song, and it's Croatia 1998. Now, Riva, Rock Me, that we just heard, the lead singer, Emilia Krajic, was originally from Croatia, she's originally from Croatia, and Croatia 1998, their song was from Daniela, and she also represented Croatia in 1995, singing the song Nostalgia as part of a group with Madzen, if I remember rightly, the opera singer from Croatia. So, Neka Svani is the Croatian title, but this is called Despair. This came fifth for Croatia at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham.
Another day has gone away. A moonlit night has come my way. And all the brightness in your eyes cannot hide your empty lies. And your love carries me through misery and leaves me here with nothing but another tear. Hold back the rising sun, forget my dreams and let your heart go on. Alone I'll be throughout eternity. Hold back the rising sun, forget my dreams and let your heart go on. Alone I'll be throughout eternity. Another come my way, and all the brightness in your eyes cannot hide your empty lies, and your love carries me through misery and leaves me here with nothing but another tear. Hold back the rising sun, forget my dreams and let your heart go.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The to be around me. Extravaganza in the heat. And then the rain came pouring. That's just the way my life goes. Still love me, even she knows. You say you're sorry, but you're not. Etc.
That's Ireland's Eurovision Song Contest entry from 2009. Sinead Mulvey and the Black Daisy with Etc. And that's the Extravaganza remix. Now, sadly, that did not qualify to the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Ireland were drawn, I think, in second place to sing in the semi-final. So it's almost the kiss of death, isn't it, really? But I thought that was a really lovely song there by Ireland. And my brother Connor, who's not a very big Eurovision fan, absolutely adores that song, which is great for somebody who's not a big Eurovision fan to even enjoy that. So it did break boundaries. UK did give it some points in that semi-final. I think it was the second semi-final in 2009, sadly not making it through. Right, so still, well, stick around, obviously, for the Eurovision Showcase. We've got some fantastic music for you, including this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news. Also, we have Rob's Random Request, and also this week's edition of Live and Kicking. So, we're going to move over now to the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest, which was from Kiev, Ukraine, and in the same city as next year's Eurovision Song Contest is going to be held in too. And this song is the Norwegian entry, and it's from the awesome glam rockers called Wigwam, and this is In My Dreams. Come on, come on, come on! Love is all I-
What it seems. Is it real or just a fantasy? Hanging to please is all you ever do. Making all my fairy tales come true. Because
things real don't wake me up. I don't ever wanna stop.
There with Espoir. That came second in the French national final for the Eurovision Song Contest in 2000. Unbelievably, didn't win. Sofia Mazzarazzi with En Le Ciel won the French national final and only came second last with only 5 points, two of which came from the Netherlands and 3 points came from Russia. Now, both of those countries as well use a national jury rather than a televote that year too. So, say no more. There was a really bad fireworks incident that took place in the Netherlands the same night. So the Netherlands and the EBU, the Netherlands national broadcaster and the EBU decided to just use the jury votes rather than the televotes, because out of respect from, I think, hundreds of people were injured in that incident. It's dreadful. And then back in those days, Russia only used juries until the mid-2000s, I believe. So, yes. So there you go. Right. We're going to now have this. Rob's random request. Yes, dames and messieurs, it is now time for Rob's random request. Now, this is the part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a song, or basically he'll pick a year out of random, and a country out of random. We glue them together and we find out what we have. Now, lo and behold, as we are in France, he's picked France as well, and it's from 1972. Now, France was represented by Betty Mars with the song Comédie in the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 25th of March in Edinburgh. The song was internally selected by broadcaster ORTF. And on the night of the final, Mars performed second in the running order, following Germany and preceding Ireland. Comédie was a song in a distinctively French chanson style, which Mars performed in a manner very reminiscent of Edith Piaf. Now, at the close of the voting, it had picked 81 points, placing France 11th out of 18 entries. And oddly, for a song which was regarded to having limited appeal outside Francophone territories, it received its highest mark, 9 out of 10, from the two United Kingdom jurors. There you go. So, it's now time for France 1972, Rob's random request, Betty Mars. Comédie, and it does, as says, what it does on the tin. Connolly and the Missing Passengers there, Ireland's Eurovision entry from 1989. And to be honest, and just to let you know, that was the worst ranked Eurovision entry for Ireland until 2004. Absolutely shocking. Yes, I think it was worst in points and ranking, if I remember rightly. And I tell you what, Kevin Connolly looked like Martin Clunes with his sticky out ears, bless him. But oh dear, never mind. Right, it's now time for this. It's now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 16th of October. The Romanian national broadcaster TVR and the EBU have on Thursday reached an agreement ensuring that the country will take part in Eurovision 2017. They have come to an agreement for outstanding debt to the European Broadcasting Union, and furthermore, the broadcaster has reached an agreement with the EBU to ensure that the channel can participate in Eurovision 2017. And also in the next two Football World Cups. So stay tuned for latest news regarding Romania's participation and national final details. STB, the Ukrainian broadcaster for Eurovision 2017, will be travelling around Ukraine ahead of the Eurovision selection to stage auditions for the contest between November and December. Selection process will hold one-day auditions in six cities: Odessa, Dnipro, Zaporozhye, I'm trying to pronounce these, Kharkiv, Lviv, and also in Kiev. The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2013 for Denmark, Emily DeForest, is working on songs for the United Kingdom Eurovision selection process. Emily DeForest, who won the 2013, has revealed earlier this week that she is working on songs for the UK selection process. And Emily DeForest won the Voices of Europe's Hearts in May 2013 with the song Only Teardrops. Earlier this year, she wrote the song for Anya Nielsen's song called Never Alone, which came second in Melody Grand Prix this year. And finally, Walter McCabe has progressed to the Irish Junior Eurovision National Final with the song Las Du Solas. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. For the latest news updates across the Eurovision world, head over to escbuzz.com. They have all of the Eurovision news website's headlines, all tightly packed in a beautiful website for you. So do check that out. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot.
If I paddle our canoe in this direction, we might get lucky. Look, over there. It's the very rare Canadian fan of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcasts, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Daubok from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
Slow down, brother.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
From Spain, you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song Say Yay. Hope you like it. See you in Stockholm.
Say yay, yay, yay. Come on and raise your water cry. You are the one who never dies. Erasing it, la 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 la. Go on, sing it, la 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 la. You keep on climbing over hills. Right now, you're far away again. Erasing it, la la la.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Eastus' favourite station. Eastus' favourite station.
We'll be right back.
seventh Heaven remix there of this year's Australian Eurovision entry for 2016, Dami Im with The Sound of Silence. Now what a great remix that is, and what an amazing live performance she did too in Stockholm. She quite rightly deserved her second place, in my opinion, at least anyway. Right, it's time for this. And this week's song is the French entry from the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. It's from the very young Nathalie Park. Je vole la vie. Enjoy this one.
This is a charming young lady, Nathalie Park, who won't be 12 until next week. I'm not talking about the golf handicap. She's in Villa, one of Switzerland's most popular all-year-round resorts. You can ski, obviously play golf, water polo, bit of the old tennis. This song is written by Guy Mationi, Guigui Candy, and Sylvain Lebel. French entry is called J'ai volé la vie. I stole life. Villars not far from Lausanne and Lake Geneva. Now, my dear, just pronate the wrists, keep the head still, slowly back. Remember what your Uncle Peter Alice told you. Not bad. The French entry, number 15, J'ai volé la vie, from young Nathalie Park.
Sur des écorces de goudron, je sais pas d'où viennent les images qui sont collées à mes yeux et d'où monte cette rage de chanter ce que je veux. Thank you.
ένας κι εσένα σε πνίγει. Ο ουρανός αν με σύννεφα το άδειο τυλίγει. Μη μου κλαις, θα με δίπλα σου εγώ, μη φοβάσαι. Κι αν στάζει η βροχή και σβήνει τα αστέρια, θα αντισταθούν καλοκαιριά. Θα περάσουν τα δύσκολα, μες στο φως χαμογέλα. Κρύψ' τον ήλιο μες στα μάτια σου και έλα.
Sophia Paladalis, yeah, with I For Motha Mera for Cyprus's Junior Eurovision entry 2014. Yes, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2016, at least, is really coming up to it now, and it's very exciting. We've got 10 entries already, and I'm going to play my favourite for you now. No impartiality here, but I do love this song. It's so cute and cheesy, and incredibly catchy. I can almost guarantee that this is going to stick in your head. So one of the last songs of this week's Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM is the Dutch entry. Yes, in the Netherlands Junior Eurovision 2016. It's from a group called Kisses, and the song is called Kisses and Dancing.
Je weet niet precies, maar het voelt.
niet precies wat je doen moet. Je weet niet, niet, niet precies, maar het voelt goed. Je weet niet, niet, niet precies wat je doen moet. Hey world, hey, get up and dance. Wow, kisses and dancing, kisses and dancing. Wow, kisses and dancing, kisses and dancing.
Makes the wind. You have to realize you're stronger than you think. 'Cause once that you've seen what's on the other side, you have to believe you can win this fight. If you think we're human, disappear.
Oscar Zia there with Human from Melody Festival in 2016. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tassia, and my really gravelly voice, I'm afraid, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. I trust and hope that I will be better next week. Right, well, again, if you want to keep in contact with the show, send in a dedication or a request, then please do get in contact. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook feed, like search engine. Yes. Anyways, take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir de Seine. And au revoir from la France. And bonne nuit. See you later.